Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Ah, what a thrill when you taste wonderfully fresh, wonderfully tender Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. And no wonder. Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Yes, you know it's tender, because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh, because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. Yes, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And say, listen to this. Kroger guarantees that Kroger Tender Ray beef is the best-eating beef you've ever served, or your money back. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of the beef you know is always fresh, always tender, always delicious. Get Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Among the last to know of Johnny Keith's real reason for staying in Rossville was Dr. Joel Evans. The gist of what Johnny said to him was...
Right now, I don't want Penny to know about it, but there's no reason you shouldn't be told. In fact, I think it's only fair for you to know, Joel. I'm going to marry Penny Gibbs.
Joel himself intends to marry Penny Gibbs. If he was upset by what Johnny told him, he didn't show it. All he did was reveal to Johnny that his intentions were the same and wish him luck. And then Johnny went looking for Freddie Lang, who with Helen Burroughs has been missing since they left the farm several hours earlier. It's the next day now, and Penny Gibbs is on the porch of her home when from the sidewalk a voice calls...
Hi, Penny.
Hello, Wendy. Come on up on the porch and sit down.
No, thanks. Is Hazel in the house?
No, she isn't. Is she supposed to be?
Yeah, she said she'd meet me here.
Well, I'm not going to shout across the yard at you. If you won't come up on the porch, I'll come down to the gate.
Well, I would have come up on the porch, only I thought you were asking me just to be polite. Hazel said she'd meet me at your house.
Well, she isn't here, and she didn't phone to say she was coming. Are you sure she meant this afternoon?
Oh, yeah. She just sent me a note in history class this morning. See, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
It says, meet me at Penny's at 4 o'clock this afternoon... And remember, you're not the man you used to think you were, Hazel.
Well, it's not quite 4 yet, Wendy. Maybe that's why she's not here.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Oh, that explains it, then. But, Penny, what do you think Hazel meant by saying, remember, you're not the man you used to think you were?
Well, I don't really know, Wendy.
She couldn't be thinking about the time that we... I mean, you and I... You meant so much to me. I mean, I thought she did. Could she?
Oh, Wendy, I think she was just teasing you about something very unimportant.
Women. Strange creatures, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Say, this is a nice iron gate. I've never seen it before. Is it new?
No, it was taken down last fall and put away for the winter. As a matter of fact, Freddie just put it up again yesterday.
Hey, does it swing?
Mm-hmm, it's supposed to.
Hey, it sure does. Gee, I haven't swung on a gate like this since I was a kid. I mean, a lot younger than I am now.
No, as a matter of fact, I haven't swung on a gate in a long time either, Wendy.
Hey, we can both swing at the same time.
No,
you on
no,
that side,
no,
me
no,
on this
thank
side.
You. No, thanks. If I swung on it, I think Freddie would have to put it back up again.
Did you say Freddie put the gate up?
Yeah, he put it up this morning.
Well, I guess I shouldn't know about this, but... Hazel got a hold of the news somehow. In an hour, the news was all over town. I thought Freddie was missing with that Helen Burroughs. At least that's what I heard.
No, Wendy, he wasn't missing. Just rather late getting home last night. He took a shortcut home last night, down one of those out-of-the-way country roads, and his truck had engine trouble.
That's an old one, isn't it?
Oh, look. Wendy, that doesn't sound like you.
Well, I just think that's sort of an old-fashioned excuse. What did Freddie and Helen do? Walk all the way home?
No. No, they walked to a garage, and Freddie found whatever he needed to get the car running, and then they walked back to the car. It was several miles each way. That's why we didn't hear from them all those hours, Wendy.
Oh, Penny, now that doesn't sound like you.
What do you mean that doesn't sound like me?
Well, anybody knows Freddie could have telephoned from the garage if he
Wendy,
really wanted.
Wendy, you're a very suspicious young man. It just so happens that the phone at the garage was out of order.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll have to remember that for my own use someday.
You know, you're being very unfair to Freddie. I didn't think you were at all like this.
Oh, Penny, I'm just having fun. I don't mean any of it. Gosh, this gate needs oiling, doesn't it?
I think what it really needs is a little less swing.
Oh, no, if I keep swinging on it, I'll wear the rust off the hinges. It won't squeak anymore.
You'll also wear my nerves to a frazzle, Wendy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Penny. I won't swing on the gate anymore. And I'll get some oil for the hinges, so it
won't... Oh, thanks, Wendy, but you needn't, Father. Freddie will do it.
Well, all right,
Hello, Johnny. Didn't expect to see you so soon.
Well, I got through at the lawyer's a little earlier than I expected, so I thought I'd come up.
Good.
Wendy, how are you this afternoon?
Great, Mr. Keith.
Mr. Look, cut out that Mr. stuff. It makes me feel my age.
Oh, what's it matter if you're an old man, long as you don't look it?
You know, Penny, I can't quite decide whether that's a compliment or an insult.
Oh, well, you better think about it for a while. Look, excuse me, and I'll go to the house and get my hat and purse.
I guess you're not going to wait for Hazel, huh?
Well, I'll leave a message for her that I'll be back in an hour, Wendy. We aren't going to be gone for more than an hour, are we, Johnny?
No, not that I know of, Penny.
Oh, don't bother with a message, Penny. I'll go over to Hazel's and look for her.
All right. And tell her that I'll see her in an hour, or she can phone or whatever she likes.
Okay. So long.
Bye.
Oh, don't run off, Wendy, unless you have to.
Oh, I don't have to. Except... Well, Penny's just gone in to get her hat.
Well, that hat getting will involve nose powdering, hair fixing, and probably a complete change of dress. You know how women are.
Yeah, I know. A man spends the first half of his life chasing them and the second half waiting for them. I know.
Well, tell me something, Wendy. Which are you suffering now, the chasing or the waiting half?
Well, I'm sort of in between halves at the moment. One day I have to chase all over town for Hazel. The next day she keeps me waiting for hours.
I see. By the way, it's pretty serious between you and Hazel, isn't it?
Well, it has been. Ever since we were children. I mean, even younger than we are now. I guess you'll be the same way about someone someday, won't you?
Well, now that you've brought it up, Wendy, if you can keep a secret... I'll tell you something.
Oh, sure, I can keep a secret. It's only women.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Wendy. You should hear the gossip at a men's club sometimes if you think it's women who are notorious for passing words around.
Yeah, I guess. But I can keep a secret, I promise. I won't tell anyone.
Well, I'd rather you wouldn't. Especially Penny.
Oh, sure.
You see, Well, Wendy, you're not the only man in town with, serious intentions to...
Oh, I think maybe you got the wrong idea, Mr. Keith. Hazel and I aren't... Well, I guess we can't get married. Not yet. Not on $2.50 a week.
No, I guess not.
Yeah.
Yes, I can very easily understand that, Wendy. But the fact remains... Well, you might marry Hazel someday, and... Well, I have plans to marry someone, too. And soon.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Our friend Penny.
Oh, well, I guess I don't... Huh?
What's so surprising about it?
Well, nothing, only I... Penny, huh? Hey, wait till I tell...
Oh, no, wait a minute, Wendy. Remember now, the deal was not to tell anyone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right.
Well, I didn't mean... I mean, I won't say a word.
I'm ready, Fry.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, all I had to do was get my hat and purse.
Well, 10-1, you also powdered your nose, fixed your hair.
You know me much too well for that. Wendy, Dave, what are you grinning about?
Oh, me? Grinning?
Yes, you, grinning.
Oh, nothing. It's just something that Mr. Keith and I were...
Wendy.
I mean, it was just man talk that wouldn't interest you. Well, I guess I better go. Bye, Penny. Bye, Mr. Keith.
Goodbye, Wendy.
So long.
Johnny, Keith, what in the world have you two been talking about?
Well, as Wendy explained, it was just something between the two of us.
It was not. Johnny, something's going on around here. Everyone's talking about something. And I think I ought to know what it is.
All right. You pin me down. I'll tell you.
All right.
Everyone thinks you're adorable, lovely, sweet, and beautiful. But
Johnny,
they don't
there is
want
something
you to
going on. I know there's something
well,
going on.
Well, there's a lot going on all over the world, Penny.
Oh, you...
Now, come on, let's go for a walk and observe some of those goings on.
No,
first
well, I'm convinced of it. I'm absolutely positive. There's a lot of talk, and it's all about me. And what's more, I'm determined to find out just what it is.
Hi, Hazel.
Wendy, I was just going over to Penny's. Why aren't you there?
Well, Penny went out for a while with Johnny Keith. I came over to tell you.
But doesn't she know I have to see her about the dance at the community center this Saturday?
Well, she'll be at home again in an hour. She said for you to phone her.
Oh, all right.
Say, I know something I'll bet you can't even guess.
What?
Secret? I can't tell. But I'll bet I'm the only man in town outside of Mr. Keith who knows it.
Windy Day, you can't keep secrets from me.
Oh, yes, I can.
But we made a pact. We promised never to have secrets from each other.
Oh, but, Hazel, if I keep my promise to you, I'll have to break my promise to Mr. Keith.
Did you make a pact with him? Did you lock little fingers and touch thumbs and promise not to tell?
Well, no.
Then the promise you made with me is more important.
But, Hazel, I can't.
You have to. Oh, if you couldn't tell, you shouldn't have said you knew something you can't tell.
No, sometimes I wish I'd never learned how to
What is it, Wendy? Tell me.
Well, I guess it's all right.
Sure.
Telling you is different. We're, we...
Never mind what we are. Tell me what the secret is.
Well, Penny doesn't know it yet, but Johnny Keith is going to marry her, and almost right away.
Johnny Keith? Penny? Mary?
Well, not yet, but soon. Now, don't tell anybody. It's a secret.
Oh, Wendy, how wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just super romantic. I know just what he's going to do. Sweep her off her feet. She's probably already in love with him, only she doesn't know it.
She doesn't know anything yet. And Mr. Keith doesn't want her to know it.
Well, of course not. That's partly the way he'll win her heart. Subtly and smoothly. Oh, I'm glad Father's not at home. I can use the phone all afternoon.
The phone? No, Hazel, no. You're not supposed to tell anyone. He doesn't want Penny to know.
Oh, she'll never know.
But
I'm just going to call the gang. Penny will be the only one I won't tell.
So Wendy knows Johnny's secret and has told it to Hazel Peters. Will every youngster in Rossville know by morning? And if so, how will the word be kept from Penny? And if Penny learns the secret, will it have any bearing on the success of Johnny's plans? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, delicious is the word for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Rich in savory juice, luscious red, it's the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And Kroger not only offers you the best eating beef you've ever tasted, but Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. You see, Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that gives you more meat, less waste. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray beef. Don't forget, ladies, your Kroger store is the only place you can get Kroger Tender Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. Remember, too, your neighborhood Kroger store gives you more meat, less waste. So you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store when you buy Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.